This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new COVID mandate takes effect this week in the Denver area. Six metro counties will require people to prove they are vaccinated against COVID-19 before attending some large gatherings. The rule applies to unseated indoor events with at least 500 people in Denver, Arapahoe, Adams, Boulder, Broomfield, and Jefferson counties. Many venues have already been requiring vaccines on their own. The state's Scott Bookman says the new order will help curb super spreader events.
What we know is that indoor large gatherings are significantly more dangerous than the outdoor large gatherings.
The order starts Friday and will stay in effect through the end of the year. The rule does not apply to religious houses and events where everyone is seated. Coronavirus transmission in Colorado was still high. On Monday, the state reported the seven-day average of positive tests, nearly 10%. That's close to the peak from a year ago. SCL Health spokesman Greg Moss says hospitals are busy, with 40% expecting staff shortages in a week and the holidays just around the corner.
We would just ask you to practice and be very socially responsible with masking, social distancing if you can. Consider the vaccination if you have not done so already, or getting those boosters.
The number of Coloradans hospitalized for COVID is down slightly from Friday. Six students were admitted to the hospital yesterday after a drive-by shooting at a park near Aurora Central High School. The city's police chief, Vanessa Wilson.
This is a very concerning incident for this city as well as for this nation. I think we're seeing it's a public health crisis, really, when we think about gun violence anymore.
Wilson says one of the students was sent into emergency surgery. Three shooting victims were reunited with their families later in the day. A clinic at the Aurora VA hospital will be named for Lieutenant Colonel John Mosley. Mosley was a Tuskegee Airman and the first black football player at Colorado State University. Congress passed a bill Monday to name the clinic for Mosley. It will open next summer. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.